That's the first story. The story of the Bible is a story we'll see unfold in England as the extraordinary power of God's word is displayed there. The second story, before we cross the English Channel, is the story of one of the men who then read Erasmus' New Testament. You've probably guessed it. We're talking about the volcanic monk Martin Luther in North Germany. Now, when Erasmus had written his Greek New Testament, he hadn't really found himself challenged by its message. Luther was deeply challenged by it. And Luther began to see a disconnect between what Rome was teaching and what he was seeing there in this text of the New Testament. And his doubts began to grow. And over the following months, Luther became increasingly clear that as Rome was disagreeing with what he was seeing there in the New Testament, well, if Rome held that the Pope's word was an authority above Scripture, then when there's a disagreement, Rome will always win, because the Pope's word will always trump God's word. And if that is the case, said Luther, the reign of the Antichrist there is sealed, and it is no longer the Church of God, but the synagogue of Satan. More than all this doubt about what was proper authority was the message that Luther saw in the New Testament. Now, this wasn't obvious at all to Luther, and he struggled and struggled to see what the Apostle Paul meant by the gospel. He was very unclear, very unsure what Paul meant by phrases like justification and the righteousness of God. And where he was coming from was this. See, Luther thought he already knew what justification meant. See, he'd grown up with the understanding that justification was easily explained by one text in Romans.